Now, there are really 16, but 12 are ones that you can see and that have light. So we don't count the other four often. Because there are four that are unoccupied. So we say that there are 12, but in truth there are 16.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay. We're going to take you back to the present. And this time it's going to be a very pleasant return. You will remember the memories that are pleasant for you. And they will be very clear. And your memories will cause no disturbance whatsoever. You will return in perfect peace at the count of three, and you will maintain this peace. One, two, three. Completely back.
Okay.
Oh, that was pretty interesting, Sharon. Anything you want to relate?
Well, when you would say, do you have a body or whatever, I was trying to feel myself, and I couldn't distinguish me from not me.
Yeah.
Which was really a really weird feeling. It's like I didn't have an ending. You know, I mean, I couldn't distinguish where I ended and somebody else began. And yet I
was
had...
Was that when you were on the pleasant planet or the Earth?
No, the other... When we went back further from the pleasant planet.
The space station.
On the space station.
Yeah, I couldn't distinguish...
Boy, there was a lot of people there. Trillion.
No borders.
But I couldn't distinguish... I knew that I had my own identity... But I couldn't distinguish where I ended and somebody else began. You know, there wasn't I couldn't
just,
bump.
Just like energy merging together, kind of, huh?
Right. And there was like, it was like I know that I could feel that we were blending. Like if I wanted to know something or I was curious about something, I could go blend with somebody.
And get their information.
And get the information. Everything was available and shared. But then I held the purity of this piece of information. But I couldn't tell. I mean, you could tell from thought who you had to blend with, and yet they had no beginning and no ending either.
Did you get a sense when you blended that you got a high from it or anything, like sex or anything?
You know, it was like a love. It was,
yeah.
It wasn't like sex. It was like love.
Oh, okay.
You know.
And did there seem to be great harmony?
Yeah, it was very peaceful. There wasn't any discord.
Mainly on the physical level where we had the big problem, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, there was some discord, though, on the pleasant planet because there was disagreement on how we had to solve the problem of the planet getting too close to the sun and it wouldn't be able to sustain. It would eventually crash in and we wouldn't be able to sustain ourselves. And there was like two camps and a lot of disagreement on what to do. So one camp set out explorers and said, we'll try to help the other camp.
Yeah.
And what was the view of the other camp?
Well, they thought that they should just stay put and see what happened. And the camp
well,
that
didn't
I
have
was
much
in...
time to escape, it sounds like.
We didn't. And so that's why my camp decided we're going to go and find out, get some answers so we have options.
And that's what brought you to Earth, huh?
Yes, but it was really interesting because when we went
to
Earth...
Were you like the original gods almost or something?
I don't know. I didn't get that feeling. But what I did get was that some of us got caught in Earth and couldn't go back. Some could go back and some couldn't, and that's why we decided all would come to planet Earth. That's what made the decision because we couldn't leave these behind.
So how many came here? The whole 500,000 or...?
I didn't get that sense. I got the sense that some in the other group refused to come with us.
Hmm.
That the group I was in came, but not the... We took as many as wanted to come in the other group.
Yeah.
But not everybody wanted to come. And they didn't know how to travel through space as we did, from thought projection.
So there was just a certain number of learned ones that knew how to travel?
Well, they were trying to teach everybody else. And yeah. They were trying to figure out how you could travel and take them with you if your own thoughts were focused and strong enough. But there was something about the atmosphere because our leader got stuck. He got stuck on Earth. The one that originated us and took us got stuck on Earth.
Really?
And so it took everybody's thought to get some of us back so we could explain what happened so then we could all come in this way.
Is he still here on Earth?
I sense he's around. I don't feel like he's on Earth, but I sense he's around Earth.
In the etheric matter zone?
Right. I feel like he became physical, because we all eventually became physical.
Wouldn't be the ancient days, would he?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I think he's after.
Yeah.
Like Lucifer, you're stuck in the...
No, he was just the density.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't get out of the density.
Yeah.
And we were all afraid when we went in. We were practicing going into bodies, but we knew from his experience that if we stayed too long, we couldn't get out. You know, and that was his problem. And the first group that came, you know, they were the leaders. And so the first ones that came tried it, and they got stuck. They couldn't get out because they'd been in too long. But when they first dipped in and came out, they told us, you can get out if you don't stay too long. But if you stay too long... I didn't get a sense more of his name.
Why y'all didn't go to Mars instead of Earth?
Mars wasn't as pleasant.
Oh.
We were trying to get as close to pleasant as we could.
I see.
And Mars wasn't as pleasant. It didn't have the right atmosphere.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, the scientists think now there could have been life on Mars at one time. Just don't know. Okay, any other questions anybody wants to ask them?
What happened to Mars?
Well, once we became physical on Earth, it was like we
didn't.
No, because we were too dense. You know, and I think that's funny now. It hit me like, oh yeah, when we're dense, we don't get something. You know, we're too dense, we didn't get it anymore.
Yeah. Sharon, you had mentioned there were 350 of you. Are any of those 350 in this room?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. This one.
Hold on. You want me to ask Lightkeepers?
Why not?
Yes.
Please.
Okay, you're a yes. You're a no. You're a no. You're a yes.
What's the question?
You're a no. You're a yes. You're a yes. You're a no. You're a yes. You're a no. Hold on. You're a yes. You're a no. You're a no. You're a no.
So it goes to show that we do travel.
I guess
even.
I missed it.
Oh, did I not check? I'm sorry.
No, I don't know.
You're
no.
So it goes to show that many of us travel billions of years together and have experiences, or millions, or whatever.
Yeah.
Sharon, what's the gift that those people have on this earth now? With the blending of all the tribes and stuff?
I don't think it's a gift that we have, I think it's a responsibility that we have.
What is it?
If Lorraine's a yes and you're a yes, that would explain why you tuned in together.
Yeah, to tune in on that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a responsibility that we feel responsible for the ones.
Was Susan a yes or no?
I can't remember.
Susan was a yes.
So that explains why you all tuned in together, maybe.
It's not to grow. I feel like we made a commitment that we had to get into the physicality. And when we saw people get stuck in physicality, we knew we would get stuck, but that's not who we were. We had to stay until we could figure out how to get unstuck from the body.
We come from hell.
Yeah.
You come from the blood of
how do you become etheric again? What do we need to know when we need to the physical and the density, even though it kept us alive, to get back out into the etheric? So I think we felt responsible.
Yeah.
But even though Pleasant was destroyed, your energy, if you had stayed on the planet, would have still been very much alive.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. That's what those people believe.
Let's give Sharon a big hand for that.
Hey, Sharon, does that make us couch potatoes?